We talked about this. I think it was at the WordCamp San Francisco State of the Word 2013 that you had mentioned this. It was the first idea, and I think Bo Labons actually did a presentation on it. I wrote about it on the Tavern, and since then, we've received several comments from people over the last few months wondering what's going on, and that is the status of O2, which is supposed to be the successor to P2. So I just wanted to get a straight shoot answer as to what's going on.
So you can use O2 on WordPress.com today. I believe it's a theme that you can choose. So if you want to check it out and use it, please do. It is a big improvement on P2. We decided, you're asking a lot about the stuff we stopped working on. Automatic is now with Woo 380 people. But one of the big things is, for example, why did we never tackle e-commerce ourselves prior to this acquisition? Well, it's even with 325 people that we had before, we find to do a really world-class, amazing job at our core products. We had to trim a lot of the extra stuff that was going on the side. So it was tough because we obviously really love O2 and believe that it could be a really great tool for distributed companies in particular. We decided that the team was better to work on some of the core things we're doing with WordPress.com. So it's one of the hardest things, but that's where I think great design comes from, actually, is when you say no to 1,000 things, including the things that you really loved or that you really wanted to do. Because saying no to the lame stuff is easy, but saying no to something that you really believe in, like I believe in O2, is much, much, much harder. But that focus is just crucial for creating great products. And so we've really narrowed everything down in Automatic to 4 focuses the entire company is working on. And with the acquisition of Woo, we have added a 5th focus. So in the entire company, 380 people, we're only working on 5 things.
Interesting.
And those 5 things are largely centered around our core products. So they really all come down to basically 3 things, which is WordPress.com, Jetpack, and now WooCommerce.
Right. Those would have been my first 3 guesses. Jetpack for sure. So what about open source and any of the work with O2, just putting it out there as a theme? I think I asked a question about that, and I was told that there's just too much inside of it that's tied to WordPress.com or it wouldn't work.
Yeah, and just like any theme on WordPress.com, you can find the code if you look at the WPCOM themes SVN directory. But it's not really to the point where it's useful to run in a non-WordPress.com environment.